This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Southern California's so-called cannabis landlord was arrested in a raid by San Bernardino police. Now, in a lawsuit, she is accusing the city of San Bernardino of corruption. Explain who the cannabis landlord is and what this is all about.
Her name is Stephanie Smith. She's 44 years old. She lives in Pacific Palisades. San Bernardino police have had their eye on a number of properties that are owned by her for several years. In fact, in December 2017, they raided one of the properties she owns and seized 4.5 tons of marijuana. Now, she says she is not involved in marijuana businesses. She just rents properties to marijuana businesses. She believes that cannabis should be legalized, but the police have been gathering evidence on her businesses. And last week, they served a search warrant on her home, found a large stash of pharmaceuticals, oxycodone and Norco, those very addictive opiates, and about $200,000 in cash. Now, she says the cash is just simply rent that she has collected. You know, marijuana businesses, they don't really, you know, they kind of fall in between the cracks of the legitimate banking system. In fact, there was a proposal to form a bank specifically to serve these newly legalized businesses. That kind of was dropped. So she spent the night in jail before being released on bail. She has pled not guilty to the charges. And by the way, she said that the drugs that were found in that raid on her home were simply expired medications from her husband's prior medical practice. He was a plastic surgeon who surrendered his license in October 2011 after getting in a little trouble with the Medical Board of California.
Now, what is her accusation of city corruption?
Well, she says the city has a pay-for-play scheme where people are expected to make political campaign contributions in exchange for getting favorable consideration for their proposed legal marijuana businesses in San Bernardino. San Bernardino just opened the door to having legalized marijuana sales and production in San Bernardino.
Next, or should I say meanwhile, and Cassie, you tell me if this is related at all. San Bernardino granted cannabis sales licenses to 16 businesses, and that was just the beginning of a controversy there.
Well, right. This same defendant in that criminal case, Stephanie Smith, filed a lawsuit seeking an injunction against those recently granted licenses because of this alleged pay-for-play scheme. And on Wednesday, a hearing was held, and the judge granted an injunction halting the licensing process for 7 of those 16 businesses, saying that, you know, if there's any question whether they complied with the city ordinances and zoning or there was any problem with the licensing process, that indeed the city should kind of put a hold on things.
So those 7 are on hold and the others are proceeding?
Oh, right. They still have to get their land use permits from the city. And so this has been a very long process. It started last year. In fact, some of the council members alluded to that during a very lengthy, I think, 5-hour hearing this week before those pot licenses were issued, you know, kind of apologizing for how long. But, you know, it's the first time the city has gone through this process. They wanted to be careful about it.
There was a lot of controversy from the beginning. I mean, from the city wanting to do something and then the citizens coming back with initiatives to do other things. And yeah, this has been a long time. It's been a long argument.
And remains kind of a fraught process. In fact, the city was kind of forced to go ahead and create a process for allowing legalized marijuana businesses in the city after there were 2 measures passed by the voters of San Bernardino saying this is what they want. You know, a lot of cities are kind of resisting having marijuana businesses within their city limits, but it's becoming difficult to not allow them.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.